So here's a question for you. How do you wake up? Well, what I mean is, do you look forward to your day? If you're going to work or to some appointment, are you excited about it? Or do you need a few pick-me-ups before you get going? You know, a few cups of coffee, caffeine. Well, I can understand if you're not a morning person and have to drag yourself out of bed, just like me, just to get to brush your teeth and shower. But what I'm saying is that we dread to wake up and face the world each day. It's like we have nothing to live for. Then, there's all this talk about positive thinking, carpe diem, or seize the day. I've heard motivational speakers galvanize people into thinking that they can do anything and everything after a fiery talk. Hey, I even heard a pastor talk about positive thinking recently on YouTube, and he was motivating his son, encouraging his son to always think positively in every situation, against sickness, against bad results, against fear. Well, you get the idea. Be positive. No negativity will envelop you. It's all about faith, and it will help you and your body to prosper. But is that true? So, if I got the flu or fever today, does that mean I wasn't positive enough? Alright, look, I can understand if a bully came after me. I cannot have that fear consume me. In fact, I will have to go through the proper channels. But just positive thinking is not the end product. When I hear Christians advise others who are in deep problems, telling them to stay or be positive, well, that's so wrong. I know of many pastors and leaders who are dedicated Christians, who are in long-term trials or undergoing persecution in many countries. You know what I'm talking about. Well, try telling them to be positive and that their lack of faith is the reason that they are suffering. And they will give you that look. Ephesians chapter 6 verses 10 until 13 says this. To my letter I tell you, be strong in the Lord and in His great power. Wear the full armor of God. Wear God's armor so you can fight against the devil's clever tricks. Our fight is not against people on earth. We are fighting against the rulers and authorities and the powers of this world's darkness. We are fighting against the spiritual powers of evil in the heavenly places. That is why you need to get God's full armor. Then on the day of evil, you will be able to stand strong. And when you have finished the whole fight, you will still be standing. This passage that Paul writes to the Ephesians is so powerful and summarizes the entire walk we will be going through. Wear the armor, because we will be going through a war every day. It's a spiritual war, and then at the end, you will still be found standing. So church, it's not just about positive thinking, nor being prosperous, or plain sailing, or if I may say, flying in those private jets. It's sometimes having to war against the evil one and ending up standing. So the next time you wake up, remember that. So put on that armor, God's armor, and get going. Amen. Welcome to our Saturday worship weekend with me, DJ ELC. And it's a time with the Father where we can celebrate being in His presence. And on our show today, we will be worshiping to some anointed live gospel tracks that will enhance our time with God. So enjoy.
Get up on your feet, let's give God praise in this house. Come on and give God.
Cause you never let me down.
With everything that's been going on, this has to be said.
All of my life, one thing hasn't changed. In my lowest moments, in your arms I remain. Who can I trust? I've been lied to so much. If not for your grace, I know that.
Honestly say that.
You have never.
Never. Here it is.
Said you never let me down.
Where's the lie? Yeah. That's why. Yeah.
Said you never let me down.
Thank you. God.
You have. Never. Never let me down.
You've been faithful.
Said you never let me down.
What should have took me under, you carried me over. Since we're being honest. God, you thought it was trouble, but it was only training. I know my they see your breakthrough, but they don't know you've been through. So testify. Say never. Well, I'm saying never.
Help me sing this song tonight.
Stop. your glory. I stand amazed at your strength. I stand amazed at your power. So amazing, amazing. I stand amazed at your glory. I stand amazed at your strength. I stand amazed at your power. So amazing, amazing. So
everybody, just raise your worship. Come on. Come on, just a little bit louder. Raise your worship.
Millions of words can describe the feeling I have down inside.
To contain it,
so I'll simply say, Jesus, I love you.
I know that was like a practice round, but can y'all try to catch it and sing along with us? Come on, help me say millions here.
Words can describe.
That's all you gotta say. Everybody.
say it.
I love
more than anything, say it.
Jesus.
I love you, Jesus. Sing it from your heart, say it. Yes, I do, Lord. Give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can.
Come on, let him know.
I give myself
away.
I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away.
What would happen if a generation embraced this? Come on, tell them,
here I am. Here I am, here I stand, Lord.
Give myself. can use me. I give myself away. So you can use me. I give myself away.
My life is not my own. To you I belong.
I give myself away.
I give myself.
So you
give myself.
Can use me.
Say that I love you more than anything. I don't know how many of you really love him today, but I love him with my whole heart, my mind and my soul, everything that is within me. I love Jesus.
Because of who you are. Somebody lift your hands as we celebrate the greatness of our God. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. Says this, our God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
Come on, our God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Give strength where I've been weak.
Strength where I've been weak.
Forever he'll reign.
Forever.
Say, my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weak.
Strength where I've been weak.
Forever he'll reign.
Forever.
Come on, if you believe it, lift your voice and say,
my God is awesome.
Come on, if you know he's awesome, say it.
Awesome.
Come on and lift your voice.
Awesome.
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 My God.
My God is awesome.
Come on and testify. Awesome.
Awesome.
If you believe it, say it.
Awesome.
Come on and say it. Think about it, Savior of the whole world,
giver of salvation,
by his stripes, I'm healed.
My God is awesome.
Today I am forgiven. His grace is why I'm living. Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on and testify, you know he's awesome, say it. Your voice and say,
awesome, awesome.
Come on and say, awesome,
awesome.
My God
is awesome.
Come on and say, awesome,
awesome.
Come on, if you believe it, lift your voice.
Awesome, awesome.
Come on, somebody say, he's mighty.
He can move mountains.
the valley.
Hide me from the rain.
Somebody ought to celebrate the awesome God.
Oh, he's awesome. Champion FM, it's all about him.
And on today's show, we heard from JJ Haston, Youthful Praise, and Leah Leach with Everything For Me. Never Let Me Down by James Fortune. Amazing was from Hezekiah Walker. Jonathan Nelson led us with Jesus, I Love You. From William McDowell, we played I Give Myself Away. More Than Anything was from Lamar Campbell and Spirit of Praise. Vicky Yohi gave us Because of Who You Are. And finally, Charles Jenkins and Fellowship Chicago, we heard Awesome. Stay on with Champion FM Radio for the upcoming announcements. Champion FM Radio will be commencing our Christmas music program on the 25th of November. So join in with the fun and celebrate the holy Yuletide season with us. Christmas standards, contemporary instrumentals right here on Champion FM Radio. So come, celebrate the birth of Christ with us.
Since August 2021, Champion FM Radio has begun our Read Through the Bible series daily as we explore the Word of God using the easy-to-read version. This 365-day plan is also available on our website if you have missed any of our previous readings. You can also follow the plan by downloading the PDF file from our website. So join us today in exploring God's holy word.
It's comedy time with Tim Hawkins and his clip entitled That's the Worst, which is our video of the day. And you can catch it on our comedy page on championfmmusic.com. So make sure you go to our website and have a good laugh after this broadcast.
With Christmas less than 2 months away, Champion FM Radio would like you to share your most inspiring stories during the month of November. Tell us of those Christmas moments that touched your life, when an act of kindness blessed you, or even share a Christmas miracle from the past. Go to our website to write in and tell us about the experiences that you had encountered. Go ahead and give thanks to our God. Your testimonies may just end up touching another listener on our radio. So, go to our website and write in now.
To paraphrase Paul the Apostle, to end the show today, put on your armor as we together fight against the devil and all his tactics, and then together we stand. This is DJ ELC signing off for today and saying God bless you and be the blessing to everyone around you.
Champion FM, it's all about him.
And they're...